up to you?
I hope we're not too late for... I mean, how are you, Al? Piglet and I just came to see how you were, because it's Thursday.
Sit down, Pooh. Sit down, Piglet,
said Al kindly.
Make yourselves comfortable.
They thanked him and made themselves as comfortable as they could.
Because you see, Al,
said Pooh,
we've been hurrying so as to be in time for... so as to see you before we went away again.
Al nodded solemnly.
Correct me if I'm wrong,
he said.
But am I right in supposing that it is a very blusterous day outside?
Very,
said Piglet.
That extract was kindly performed by the Winnie the Pooh Society of Pembroke College, Cambridge. I'd like you to introduce yourselves first, please.
I'm Jenny, and also Rabbit, the President.
My name's Andrew, and I'm the narrator in residence at the moment.
My name's Rosie, and I don't have a part or any post at all.
Okay, you can leave now, Rosie.
Hello, I'm Owen. I'm Foreign Secretary and Walter of the Society.
I'm Martin, and I'm Secretary.
First of all, some people might ask, why would you have a society dedicated to Winnie the Pooh? A.A. Milne's dead.
He's also ex-Cambridge, and the books are fantastic and very relevant to us today.
Us under a certain age, or us as people in society in general?
No, I think they can say a lot about acceptance and things. For instance, when Tigger comes to the forest, and people are less keen on him because of his bounces, and then they learn to accept him.
Okay, so when was this society started, and how many members do you have roughly today?
We have just under 40 members today, and the society in its present form has been going since the beginning of 1993.
And you, do you have any interesting members?
We do have the Her Majesty the Queen as an honorary member, also the College Cat.
So what do you do in your meetings?
Well, the meetings consist mainly of the reading, but also drinking tea and eating biscuits, because these are very important activities as well on a Saturday afternoon.
Well, I think I could definitely fit in then. But I've heard you actually have some interesting competitions, shall we say. Do I have a few, or is it just one or two?
Well, we do have a Pooh Sticks team, and we're trying to organise a varsity match again this year. Last year, the other place didn't put up a team. We think that's because they were chicken, and were worried that there would be something else on the Thames that they would lose at.
Is it true you're campaigning? You've started your own campaign today?
Did I mention something?
Well, it's likely that in the future we'll be running a little recruitment campaign, and there'll be details of that on our website, which is www.stew.pem.cam.ac.uk/poo.
You mentioned to me on off the record, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to broadcast this, you're having a bit of inter-society rivalry. What's this about Sheila and a dog?
Well, the Sheila and her dog society read children's literature other than Winnie the Pooh, and we do run things a little bit differently. We're a democracy, they're a monarchy, we drink tea, they drink hot chocolate, and we have a long-running rivalry. We were at war with them for some time. We've now declared a truce.
What shape did this war take? And how did you win, exactly? Well, are you sure this isn't an outrageous claim?
The winners, they didn't argue, so we won.
Yes. There was an unfortunate incident with the capture of their penguin, Alan, and the scenes of torture are no longer on our website. Because we're not very proud of that particular period in our history.
We'd like to mention no pigeons have been harmed during this broadcast. Do you have your own mascot?
Well, Pooh.
Of course.
Will be the...
It's a question that I haven't Yeah, well, there's been a revival of children's books recently. How would you feel if Harry Potter suddenly decided to start his own society? I mean, I know he's not real, but if there became a fan club for him.
We would be quite happy to meet any other society along those lines for a formal hall. We think that would be quite interesting. But obviously, the testaments themselves are the only true children's literature.
You're a Pembroke College society, but is it true you're open to anyone? And how much is a membership?
We're open to anybody who lives within 5 miles of Greater St Mary's. And if you're not a member of Pembroke College, you'll be supported by a member of the committee for membership. The Pooh levy is normally set at £1 per year.
Okay. Finally, have you ever had any unfortunate instance where you've had to throw out a member for, I don't know, not fulfilling Pooh requirements?
It is possible to rusticate a member, and occasionally members have been put on trial, but it has to be
Why?
Said for bringing the society into disrepute, and mainly for liaising with Sheila and her dog, Spit. But that is not in our recent history.
Okay, well, we've listened mostly to the President of Society. Now I'd just like to open it out to the committee, ask them if they have any comments to make about it, and if they feel that being a member of society has enriched their life in some way.
Anyone?
I guess that says it all. Now we're on top of the cam on the unofficial poo bridge. I'm just about to ask Rabbit the rules of the game. Could you please tell us what exactly we're doing here?
Well, we're about to play a game of poo sticks. The sticks have to be organic and they don't have to have any sort of self-propulsion. So no little... And they're not allowed to be members of the society, as Wallace just pointing out, because that was proposed at one point. But we felt it would be unkind. It's not actually... normal poo sticks weather at the moment. It's a little bit chilly, and normally we'd be playing overland poo sticks at this time.
Okay, tell us about overland poo sticks.
Well, basically, you write to a well-known personality and ask them to send you a poo stick, and then you get points for the size of the stick, how original it is, how quickly they respond, and how famous they are.
I see. And have you had any excitingly famous people writing back?
Well, the most recent winner of the competition was Wall here, who got a letter from Michael Fish with a postcard, a signed photo of himself, which he said he hoped would float. And in the past, we have had from John Major a box of House of Commons matchsticks, which we thought were rather excellent as well.
And have you had, I've heard you, people like Tony Blair written back to you, or the officers anyway?
Well, Tony Blair, unfortunately, we wrote to just prior to the previous election, and his officers wrote back saying he was too busy to play. Paddy Ashton...
Tony, what were you thinking?
Well, Paddy Ashton responded, saying that he didn't understand the rules, but maybe that explains why it was Tony Blair that won the election.
Okay, well, we're about to start. I've been given the honour of adjudicating, and just tell us when you're ready to start.
Okay.
Who says go?
Who says go? Me! Oh my god, okay. 3, 2, 1, go! They're going in the water now.
Woo! Look! And mine is blatantly winning there.
Yeah, what's your name?
Rosie.
Rosie's aka.
Go.
Oh, no name Rosie. The girl I told to leave ages ago is still here and has won the race. Congratulations. Unfortunately, I feel sorry for all the listeners who weren't able to see this, but just imagine lots of sticks floating in the water and a little thin one ahead of huge big pieces of trunk, and you know what it's like. Okay, thanks very much, everyone.
Thank you.
And you know.